Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm telling y'all, this Ebola thing, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Mm-hmm. That's what it seems like every time we hear from the Centers for Disease Control. I can't even talk this morning. The latest update from them revealed another case of Ebola here in the United States. A nurse who treated Thomas Eric Duncan, the Liberian man who died from the virus just a few days ago. The Dallas hospital where the nurse works says she took every precaution while treating Duncan. Protective jumpsuit, gloves, goggles, everything. Mm-hmm. Yet still, she became infected. Now, if the protocol as touted by the CDC and other major health organizations work, how did the nurse come down with Ebola? That is the million-dollar question. And the answer from the CDC director, Dr. Thomas Frieden, is they just don't know.
We don't know what occurred in the care of the index patient, the original patient in Dallas. But at some point, there was a breach in protocol. And that breach in protocol resulted in this infection.
Now, to many people who were listening to the press conference, it sounded like Frieden was blaming the victim, now identified as 26-year-old Nina Phan, a Fort Worth resident. Frieden apologized and then clarified his comments the very next day, saying the enemy is the virus, Ebola. It's not a person. It's not a country. It's not a place. It's not a hospital. It's a virus. It's a virus that's tough to fight, he said, but together he's confident that we can stop it. Well, the people on the front lines fighting Ebola aren't so confident. Neither are a growing number of Americans. Nurses are worried about a lack of preparation. A national nurses union is now demanding immediate upgrades in guidance, emergency preparation, and equipment from their hospitals. Polling on Ebola shows that Americans are increasingly becoming concerned about a serious and larger outbreak of Ebola within the United States. The Louisiana Attorney General is threatening to file a temporary restraining order to keep incinerated Ebola waste from the apartment where Thomas Eric Duncan stayed in Dallas out of their state. President Obama has added to his schedule a frequent Ebola update from his public health and national security teams. And the heads of the world's leading health organizations say we are likely to see more Ebola cases here in the United States. People are scared. They believe there are too many unknowns, and they are wondering if our government overestimated or is too confident about America's ability to stop a silent killer. I'm beginning to worry, and I'm in the news, and I should know a lot.
So what do you think? You trust the CDC?
It's hard because every time there's a different story and they say things like, you know, we need to start thinking Ebola. We're changing the health, our health community to start thinking Ebola. Those, the precautions they were taking, it seems like they should have been taken from the very beginning. And West Africa, the place where it's raging, had already been taking these precautions. Why isn't a country as developed and as far along as the United States, why didn't we take those precautions from the very beginning?
So you don't trust the CDC?
There are too many.
Okay.
At this point, I'm just going to say there are too many unknowns. Yeah, you can get off the stand now.
Yeah, you can step down now. Thank you, Don.
Cross-examining.
You answered the question. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.